With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Sharon Sheehy Stark was born in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and now lives with her lawyer husband in the Pennsylvania Dutch country. Married at 18, Stark did not pursue a college career, and most of her married years were spent raising her two children. It wasn't until she reached her early 40s that Stark began putting on paper the stories she had been composing in her mind.
I suppose when my children were growing up, I fiddled with a story once a year, roughed out something and put it in a drawer. And then when my kids grew up, I just got up one day and started to write.
Sharon Sheehy Stark's 1985 collection of short stories, The Dealer's Yard, was well received, and she began work on a novel.
I wrote a whole first draft without knowing what the heck I was doing this for. And then one day, this title came to me, A Wrestling Season, and then I knew what my novel had to be about.
Set in rural Pennsylvania, A Wrestling Season is about a troubled family, an often irresponsible father, his impatient and disorderly wife, and two frequently offensive adolescent children.
Our lives are a wrestling season. I'm not just talking about this family's wrestling season, but for all of us, from the minute we draw our first breath to the day we draw our last, we struggle. We struggle with ourselves. I mean, there's the divided self. I don't know whether you've got one, but I certainly do. Part of me wants one thing, part of me wants something else.
A little dramatic happens to the family in Stark's A Wrestling Season, and yet the tension builds, for as often happens in real life, the family interaction is marked by mistrust, anger, misjudgments, and irresponsibility.
I don't write political issues. I simply sit down and try to play it as I see it. This is the dance that came out.
Sharon Sheehy Stark's polished novel of a family that survives in spite of itself is A Wrestling Season, published by Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The publication of a book is often a time of celebration, but for Sharon Sheehy Stark, it was frightening. Because of her insecurity, she says, she reacted badly to any reviews that were less than friendly. Further, the publication of her novel, A Wrestling Season, put a degree of stress between Stark and her husband.
It was a very difficult time, and it was difficult for my husband, too, who could not adjust to being married to a writer. And I think just looking at that book on the table caused all kinds of anxieties and insecurities. So we had time of it.
Stark's husband is a lawyer, like the father in A Wrestling Season. Stark has two children, like the family in her book. And Stark lives in a house in the Pennsylvania Dutch country, much like the house pictured in the novel. The family members in the book have more than their share of flaws. For example, Trover, the lawyer husband. He's often childlike, true, but also goaded and assailed mercilessly by his wife and children for being unable to resolve everyone's problems.
Your interpretation is very rare. Most people do not like Trover at all, and I just find this all so interesting to see which characters people ally themselves with. I have a review here that came out of the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and I think I quoted you the last line. This imperfect, beautiful novel is easier to love than Trover. This reviewer couldn't stand the guy.
Sharon Sheehy Stark says she is fond of all the characters in her book, despite their imperfections.
Every friend I've ever had, after I've known them for 6 months, I start to find things that I just can't stand about them. You either decide that you're going to love this flawed creature or you're not. And that's the point of the entire book, is that if we are to love at all, we have to love what's not perfect.
There are few imperfections in Sharon Sheehy Stark's story of a family on the brink of destruction, A Wrestling Season, published by Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.